Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. The third of our giant waterfalls of the world that we have visited is Niagara Falls in Canada. This was actually part of a train journey that started way off in San Diego on the Southern Californian coastline. We took trains all the way up the west coast of the United States, traveling through California, Oregon, and Washington State. And then reaching Vancouver in Canada, we switched to a cruise ship so that we could go off to Alaska. There we were lucky enough to visit the hugest glacier I have ever seen. Back on the trains in Vancouver, we took a three-day journey across Canada. We traveled across the Rocky Mountains and then along the vast plains of Canada. And in the train, we had a glass viewing car where we could sit up high and see the views forever. And at night, Annie could do this incredible stargazing and describe how the sky was just full of stars. I remember reading a book at that time called A Perfect Storm. And although I was on a train, I was reading it at night while we were clattering along the rails. And to be honest, I couldn't have read it in a better setting, because while I was reading about these storms at sea, hearing the clattering of the train gave me this perfect soundscape for reading this book. We stopped for a few days in Toronto before changing trains and heading off to Niagara. I was really surprised to find that Niagara is such a tourist tinsel town with fluorescent and neon lighting wherever you look. But fortunately, the falls make up for it all. They are enormous and truly spectacular. We went on a boat ride called the Maid of the Mist. As you get on the boat, you're given a plastic poncho because it goes right into the mist of the falls and you get totally drenched. Quite an experience to be able to feel this immense power of the waterfalls while you're actually getting wet. Then it was back on the trains and we completed our upside down U-shape of heading down the east coast of America, ending up first in New York and final destination of Washington, D.C. Train travel is always such fun. Not only does it mean that Annie doesn't have to do the driving and can take in all the scenery, we even get some incredible treats, like the train journey that we took across Canada. There was an onboard chef and all our meals were included. It was like train travel from a different era to a time where train travel was genteel and it was normal for people to get on board and go and have a special meal in the dining car prepared by an onboard chef. It's just such a fun way of traveling and getting from place to place with no stress and no worry about getting lost. I do recommend it. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure, but for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.